And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tony Lontis live on Radio Tony, and this is the Everyday Business Show. Welcome to all our listeners who are listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And for all of you, happy Sunday afternoon in the US and a good morning, Monday morning in Australia. We have been doing an amazing series of shows with the beautiful Wendy McQuinney, and this is the last in her series of shows, which is rather disappointing because it's been so much fun having her as my co-host. But I just want to remind you that Wendy is on a mission to enable children to live their best lives, and she has had a varied an exciting career within ballroom dancing, teaching and adjudication, customer service, flight attendant, and an exclusive air cruising company to event management. She now runs her own business, and Wendy's mission is inspiring people with inquiring minds to imagine, dream, achieve, and succeed. Having an open mind, learning a way to think, the freedom to think, free from to form positive attitudes, form life-affirming beliefs and enthusiasm, and it opens you up to a world of possibilities for future success. Wendy's legacy for future generations is to see humanity accepting and understanding themselves, developing a strong self-belief, and the confidence to create bright, happy futures. Wendy's programs are Inner Genius Kids and Inner Genius Teens, and we're going to touch on those a little bit later. But first off, good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Tony. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so listeners, it's first thing Monday morning for Wendy and I know it's Sunday afternoon for you guys in America. I hope you've been having a wonderful weekend. I was just talking to Wendy pre-show, and mine's been a little bit hectic. We had some filming with our llamas and goats for a product company that are across the creek, across the river. So before we get into Wendy's show today, just a reminder that previously we've been talking about the teens program and the children's program. These are specific courses and extracurricular programs for your children, with the idea that Wendy's programs increase their capacity to think outside traditional education. So this week we want to talk about Wendy's book and children's book because it's getting very close to the launch of her first in her series of children's books, together with a board game and a new website, which is an exciting time to be talking to Wendy. And I'm really grateful that we get to talk about her book first and foremost here on Radio Tony. So, Wendy, can you tell our listeners that this is the first in a series of your children's books that you're going to launch? Tell us about that book.
Yes, that's right, Tony. The first of nine children's books, and this is the first time that I introduced the characters for the younger children. And the characters are Genius, which is the mind, and then you've got your Dream Builder, which helps you build your dreams. You've got your Intuition Interceptors, which help you with your emotions and your feelings. And then you've got Persistent Photographer, and he helps you to keep persistence and have that picture of the goal that you want to achieve. And then we've got the lovely Memory Minder. She actually reminds me of a librarian. So she's in charge of your memories, whether they're past memories, present memories, and future memories. And then you've got your reason box, and they have very long arms, and they fling their arms about when you come to a decision, whether it's yes or no. And then the last one is the perception pointers, and they help you with your beliefs, and they help you point the way. They have these reality goggles that can see the wonderful things that you can create in your future. So it's more or less introducing the younger children from babies up to the time they go to school, introducing the characters, and it's all done in a rhyming sequence so that
Oh, wow.
When you have a rhyming sequence, you tend to sort of do it in a sing-song fashion, and I think it's that melody that encourages or helps the children to be excited about reading the books. There's lots of little pictures in the books to help the children understand the words. And also at the end, we have a little activity at the end of each book, and that sort of says, what was, how many colors, different colors can you name in the book? And it's just introducing them to colors and introducing them to maybe numbers and things like that. So it's very basic in rhyming, and it just introduces the first of the series of these characters.
How much fun was it writing these books, Wendy? How much fun did you have developing the characters and making them align with the courses and everything else that you're doing with the programs? How much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun, and the more I started doing it, the more the characters had developed their own little characteristics. Like, for example, Memory Minder. In my mind, she's a librarian because she's busy fetching your memories all the time and putting new memories back in its place. So the characters, I really enjoyed it. When I first started writing the rhyming books, I didn't actually do it with the characters in mind. I just wrote basically the books. But then I thought, oh, that would really suit for Genius to come in and say, hello, my name's Genius, and this is what I do. So yes, it was a process. It was a process of writing it down and then developing and adding in and taking, and then the mind just goes, well, I could incorporate this and I could incorporate that. And then that's how it all evolved.
Fantastic. And Wendy, this is the first in the series, and they complement your courses, don't they?
They do. There's a series of 9 books, and 1 book a month will be launched. So that by the end of the year, there will be a whole series of books that you can either, as we're going along, individually purchase, or you can purchase the whole set. So, yes.
And parents listening can buy those books outside of doing the course, but they do complement the children's courses, don't they?
They do. We want to, I mean, the younger children these days are so open to learning. So I think, let's best get start this information when they're really little. So then by the time they get to school, they will have listened to the information, because we all listen through repetition. We all learn through repetition. So it's just that process of reinforcing the same information over and over. So they, by the time they get to school, then they redo the program, and then as they further on in the program, so by the time they finish high school, they have such a great understanding of who they are, and they're confident, and who knows what they can achieve in the future, and they know that they have the abilities to achieve.
Absolutely. So, you've written books before, but is this your first into the children's book genre, Wendy?
It is the first in the children's books. I have written a couple of adult books for adults, and that's on personal development. But this is the first time in the children's area, and I must admit, it's totally different, and it's so exciting. And with the children's books, I have incorporated augmented reality. Now, I went to a conference in Anaheim, or three years ago, and I got chatting to this pilot, and this pilot actually is called the storyteller. He goes around to different schools and he tells stories. Anyway, he showed me this book and he said, have you ever heard of augmented reality? I said, well, I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is. So he helped me download this app on my iPad, and he opened the book, and I placed my iPad over this picture. And then all of a sudden, this picture came to life. There was this little helicopter, and it floated up and it went around. And I thought, oh, this is amazing. This is really, it was just, it blew me away. And I thought, well, this is the way the children, you engage the children and keep them learning. And it's a fun way of learning. So throughout
Absolutely.
Books, I have incorporated the augmented reality, which is really easy. It just explains for the parents how to download the app. And when you place the app over a certain picture in the book, it will come to life for the children.
Oh my goodness.
I
So
know.
on an iPhone,
You can do it on
on
an
their
iPhone.
iPads and
Yep, iPad, and also your
iPads and
Android. Yes.
yes. Oh my goodness, that's incredibly exciting. I can tell you, listeners, I've had yes, this time of listening to all things tech, and it's really exciting for me. But the fact that Wendy is including augmented reality with her children's series and using it to educate them in a positive way and teach them about their minds is incredibly exciting to listen to. So I'm thinking about the process of publishing the adults' books compared to the children's book, which the children's books obviously incorporate illustrations. So, how was the process of getting what was in your creative mind onto into drawings for children?
Well, once I had the basis for the characters, obviously I'm not a professional drawer. I've never had any classes,
No.
but I like to create and draw. So what I did then, I had someone else enhance the drawing for me so that it's more presentable to use. So it just I don't know. You just have these thoughts. Oh, I could incorporate this in there, and I can have this picture, and then I draw. I get a few ideas, and I draw the picture, and that's how it evolves. And with the children's books, it's quite. I've kept the pictures quite basic. So if I talk about your
Yes.
senses, and we have the ability to see, well, then I've just got a pair of eyes. And if
Yes.
we incorporate, the augmented reality. Then, if you hover over that, you can see someone's eyes, a little child's eyes, and they're blinking and they're looking from left to right and up and down. So it's very
Yeah.
basic drawings, which the children can relate to. I love it. I think I like being creative. I like doing the drawing part, which I felt more connected with the book
Yes.
than I
Yes.
did the adults, because adults really you're just sort of writing it out and
Yeah.
you do it. Incorporate a
Yeah.
couple of drawings, but nothing create more as creative as the children's layout and the children's page. It's all got to be
Yeah,
colorful
yeah.
and entice the children to, oh, what's on the next page, and to move the page over and see what's next to keep them interested.
I'm curious, Wendy, in incorporating the augmented reality, was that a difficult process or was it just completely creative and free-flowing?
It wasn't a difficult process. I didn't quite understand how the publishers were going to do it. They just said,
Yes.
what ideas do you have? And I just put together some ideas, and I've just handed it over to them because they do the background on how it all moves. But I just
Yes.
find it so fascinating how these little pictures
Absolutely.
come to life.
Absolutely. So along with the children's books, and there's going to be one every month for the next 9 months, yes.
That's correct.
That can complement the courses that you already have. But along with that, and this is why it's such a busily exciting time for Wendy, there's also a board game. Can you tell listeners about the children's board game?
Well, I approached the publishers and I said, I'd like to have a board game that the children that relates to the books. And they said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And I had a sort of an idea of what I wanted to do. And then they said, well, why don't we make it a virtual board game? And I thought,
Oh,
what
wow.
are you talking about? A virtual board game? So yes, so it will be a virtual board game. I've laid it all out with the script and also to
Yes.
include the videos. And it's quite easy
Yes.
for the children. To maneuver around the board, it is a bit like you throw the dice and you move a couple of steps, and then you've got
Yes.
questions, you've got cards that you have to flip over, and I ask questions quite easily to
Yes.
understand. But the exciting
Yes.
thing is when you come to a character, he's in a little present and you press a button and he pops out and then he'll tell you about himself.
Yes.
So I'm not quite
And
sure how
again.
it's all going to work, but they know what they're doing, and I have faith in it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
And Wendy, they follow the same characters that are in the books and in the course so that it all links together.
They do, and as they're moving around the board, they visit each and every character, and as they visit each character, they have a piece of jigsaw puzzle. So as they're
Yes.
going along, they're collecting the jigsaw puzzle and putting it in the center of the board game. So the last person gets to choose the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. And so,
Is.
how far away are you from releasing the board game?
Well, the board game will be released at the same time as the first of the books. Now, I think I mentioned to you that the first book was going to
Yes.
be released about the 17th of February, but we've actually put it back 1 month because
To
I've got
March.
some soft characters. The characters I'm making into soft toys, I want to be released at the same time. So when I go and do
Yes,
some
yes.
book readings, for the children, I have the character with me, and they're just taking a little bit
Yes.
longer than I thought.
Yes. Well, we are in unprecedented times with everything that's going on, so I can understand that. I've been talking to lots of business owners who do, importing and product, and yes, there's been issues with that, so I can understand that. So we're looking at a March release for all of these amazing goodies.
Yes, so the first book, and it will be released in March together with the virtual board game and the soft toys. The parents or teachers will be able to go on the
Yes.
website and order the soft toys at the same time as the launch.
And you're also just getting the website redone, and it will launch all in the same time frame, yeah?
Exactly, yes. I've got a lovely chap. He's madly working hard to get it all together. And as I receive, the updates from the publishers, I then forward to him, and he's loading it onto the website. So once the launch is here, you'll be able to go on and order the book, order the merchandise, order the board game, and there'll also
Yes.
be a link there to link you through to
Your
the
courses.
Thinkific site for the programs, because that's a learning platform and it's a lot easier if you can
Yes.
go through Thinkific site.
Absolutely. I was just going to say there's a difference between having a website and a learning or education platform. They're set up very differently, and so often you link to something else just because that works better than a traditional website. So lots of wonderful things happening in 2021 for Innergenius Global. Now, I know this has taken a while for it all to come together. You've been working on this big project for a number of years with the start of the courses, and then so the courses were released in 2020. That's correct, Wendy?
That is correct, yes. And they are, it's a, they're being revamped as well at the moment. So the courses that were uploaded, I've gone back and actually revamped the courses to make them shorter videos and
Yes.
also a little activity after each video. So it's going to be an ongoing where the courses will be revamped and made better and improved. And with the, I'm
Yes.
really excited because with the Innergenius Kids program, I've actually got a
Yes.
young university student who's doing some animation for me. So the characters will be able to sort of come to life a little bit. So that to me is exciting. Once again, technology is absolutely amazing.
I agree, Wendy. I think technology is for the limited amount of bad, the amazing amount of good that we get from technology. And I always felt that 2020 would be a year where we saw the rise and use of technology for good. And that's why I love talking to you and about what you're doing in the children's space, because we often hear about children and technology, and that it's not good. But here's something that is very positive and could have a very positive impact on your child's life in terms of opening them up to thinking about their mind and how it works, and starting that process at a really young age. Wendy, we've been talking in the last couple of weeks about the children's programs, and I thought since this is our last show, we really need to just quickly go over the children's program followed by the teen program. So I'm going to hand it over to you because this is your passion, and it's the first of your courses, and it was predominantly made for children from your teaching background. So I'm going to hand over to you. Tell our listeners about your amazing children's course.
Well, the children's programs were started to be developed a couple of years ago when I had an idea and a dream that I wanted all of this information that I'd been learning for many years be available for children and in such a way so the children would understand it. So the first of the programs are for children up to 11 years. That is in a Genius Kids program. So the characters are in this program. We introduce the characters in depth and explain what each character does and how that allows the children to start thinking and dreaming and imagining and their future, what it would be like to be successful and achieve. And that
Yes.
doesn't have to be when they're left school. It can be whether they want to do better in an exam or a swimming carnival or maybe a football or soccer tournament. So it just helps them to start thinking, what are they thinking about? The way they're thinking, are they positive thoughts? Are they negative thoughts? So these characters all carry on and they teach the children all about this, the critical thinking. Then
Yes.
once they've done that one, they can then move on to the next, which is the Inner Genius Teens, and that's for 11 to 14 years. Now, I'm sad in a way because the characters don't continue all the way through, but the children are older.
Yes.
They don't need the
Yes.
characters, but they have a basic understanding of the
Yes.
information. So then we introduce to them what the mind looks like and who first drew a picture of the mind. Because we think in pictures, we need a picture of the mind to help us understand how it all works, how things come in through our senses, and how we can get rid of, we can accept or reject things that we hear, and how that just flows into the subconscious mind, which has no ability to reject anything. So that's where you've got to be very careful,
Yes.
thinking that the subconscious mind is like a garden. So what are you planting in your garden of your mind? So you've got to be careful whether it's positive or negative thoughts. Then, of course, that leads on to the older children, which is 15 to 18 years, still with the understanding that they've been learning, still understanding and a little bit more information about the mind and this stick person concept, which is the picture that they have in the mind. And so it's more in an adult way, together with little activities, which are basically I've written out a car mind analogy because they are learning to drive, many of them, by the time they finish school. So it just gives them, it's all about pumping as much information in there that I can to help them understand who they are and to be more confident in themselves and developing self-belief, being able to evaluate information that they have and make good choices so they can then make better decisions and have a better life, knowing that they all have all of these, whether it's the characters or the lessons that they're learning, it's all about these inner qualities, inner abilities, and where it's all about unlocking this inner genius that they all have to create their wonderful future.
And Wendy, you're really passionate that our children are not, the passion came from the idea that our children are not taught this in traditional education programs. So I know that in talking to teachers that there are some tiny components of this creeping into traditional education, but your courses are setting them up for success. And if parents are looking for some sort of extracurricular activity or learning that's going to really help their children, that's why you're passionate about these courses. Yeah?
Most definitely. Critical thinking over the years has been introduced on a number of occasions, but somehow they couldn't understand how to test the children on critical thinking. They didn't understand that if you teach the children critical thinking, that that will show up in their results at school, that will show up in their confidence and self-belief. So in that respect, it can be tested and it can be seen. I mean, critical thinking was first introduced 2,500 years ago by many of our philosophers, and they said, teach the children critical thinking because that develops adults with clearer thinking, and that's what it's all about. We want our children to grow up knowing that they can achieve anything that they want to achieve, have better self-confidence and self-belief in their abilities, because each and every child has the exact same ability to achieve. But the children, some children don't really believe that, but they do. If you have a room full of, say, toddlers, you can't say which one's going to be a millionaire, which one's going to, develop something. But they all have exactly the same ability. So if
Same
we can,
ability.
yeah, for we if we can install that and have them believe that they all have exactly the same ability to achieve from a young age, well, then that really increases their confidence in themselves and understanding who they are, understanding what they think about, why do they think the way they do, and how to change that to make it positive to achieve their success.
Absolutely, Wendy. I'm thinking also in terms of the amount of information that our children are bombarded with from social media and the whole plethora of technology out there, the ability to think about what they're being told will become a valuable asset to them going forward. So, for instance, there's a lot of new, there's a lot of talk about fake news. Well, what if we could immunize or protect our children, give them that gift of critical thinking so they can go, well, that really doesn't make sense because blah, 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 blah. But we need to be doing that from a young age, Wendy. Your courses start from quite young, so almost like preschool, 5 years old, and
Yes.
so they're done in a way that you start them thinking at that age, and that develops as they get older, so that they don't reach the ages of, say, you and I, who discovered all of these things later in life. This is with them from a very young age, and it gives them that advantage to be able to filter information that may not be helpful for them. And let's face it, we are daily bombarded. So imagine a young child being daily bombarded by stuff that's not always positive. And again, going back to your courses, that's the whole premise, is that you give them another ability to think about what's happening in their world and around them, and giving them that gift of critically thinking at an age appropriate, in an age appropriate way, because the courses start young and then go to young adults, and hoping that that will bring about change across humanity. Because you've got a bigger vision, haven't you, Wendy?
Oh, most definitely. When I started this a few years ago, it's just gotten, I've created something that's gotten a little bit bigger and bigger, and I've, now got the books to have the whole process from babies right through to 18. And I must say, with the parents as well, I mean, we want the parents to join in, and go through the programs with the children, because they're on the same page then, and then they can discover things about themselves, I guess, that they don't know, because we didn't, my generation and a younger generation from where I am, They probably haven't learnt this information in such detail as what the programs go through. So it's I'm wanting the children to be able to have a happy and clearer life. And the vision that I had of seeing someone in their 30s, perhaps at some stage reading one of the books or going through the program, and then was able to make a better decision so that they can have a better life. Yeah, the children today, they are bombarded with so much information. So it is so critical that they understand what information is coming through my senses. What information do I want to accept? What information don't I want to accept? And then that has a lot to do with their confidence and self-esteem. So if they're confident, they won't accept as much of that, false information, so to speak. So it's all about understanding themselves, and that's what we want them to come across. That they need to understand who they are, what they are thinking. Will this work? Is this decision? What happens if I make this decision? This is the outcome. What is the outcome I want? What is the criteria I need to put down in order to achieve that outcome?
And Wendy, of course, if they have a positive self-image, and they have that confidence within themselves, that actually protects them from lots of things like bullying and those sorts of things as well, because they see the world from a different perspective. So if someone starts to bully them, it's almost like giving them a shield to prevent them being harmed by whatever's being said to them. Because their mind is now going, actually, that's not true. You're telling me that I am ugly, for instance. And they're able then to go, that person's telling me that. That's actually not true because I do this, this, and this. So I'm going to reject that and just smile and walk away, for instance. And it gives them that shield for protection from a lot of the things that our children will face in the next few years. With so much bombarding them, it gives them that extra bit to be able to critically think, or at least start to think about some of the things that they're hearing and seeing. So if they have a particular character, and I love the inner genius character, the main character, and if they have that in their little minds, and go, oh, what would genius do? You know, that is going to help them, which is why I feel so grateful to have Wendy on the show to be talking to parents about the things that they can do that will help protect their children in the world that they're growing up in at the moment. We didn't have things like this. As I said, Wendy and I didn't discover the power of the mind until we were quite later in life. Gosh, I wish I'd known that stuff, or we'd been taught that stuff as a child, particularly me, who had horrendous bullying in school. And I'm thinking, gosh, if I'd known about these the characters that had could have developed my mind in a way that had not made me so susceptible to that bullying. So the children's courses start out with those characters and build on them, and then in the teens they sort of fall off a little bit, but the teen program starts to really grow their minds, doesn't it, Wendy?
Oh, it does. I mean, the parents today, they do a marvelous job. And yes, I
They do.
wish I had this information was when I was at school. And if we have, if there's something there that can enhance or help the parents to, I mean, raising children, we don't have a book to read to say how to raise our children. It comes with all sorts of things that come in, and we and it's on a daily basis we have to sit there. Well, what do I do here and what do I do there? I mean, you were saying as you were bullied at school. I had one of my children was severely bullied at school as well, and it's a very tough time for children. And I think my son was he was extremely confident in himself, and I tried to keep that confidence going. We work through the issues. But I think even this program, if I was able to give him this program to sit down and work through it
Yes.
on his own so that he would be able to sit down and understand who he is, where he's coming from, and understand how the thoughts that are coming in, whether to accept or reject the thoughts, knowing that he has the exact same ability as that person across the way or that other person in the classroom, and keeping his confidence and self-esteem. You're right, it doesn't, the child then is able to evaluate the information to either, is that information right or wrong? And then think of
Yes.
alternative ways of looking at a problem or solutions or how they can move forward. But you're right, it's all about, do I believe that? Don't I believe that? And with these characters, that's what we're helping the children to start off with to understand.
Yes.
We
Because we
have.
know, Wendy, that. Sorry.
No, go on.
Go ahead. We know that children learn from that visual aspect, and we know that characters help cement learning in children's minds. And so, again, if they can just remember elements of Inner Genius and all the other cast of characters, I'm thinking that eventually you could have a cartoon series or a show that would engage the young kids as well and add that to the course and the books, and you've got a whole movement of Inner Genius Global, which I know that that's your bigger mission, Wendy. I know that your bigger mission is to have a global impact on the welfare and mental health of children right up to adults. And I'm actually thinking that I can't wait till my grandson is just a smidgen older and I can do something, I can do one of these courses with him, because you've set them up so that they are, the children can do self-directed learning, but their parents can be involved and learn too. So it can become something that you do together or something that you encourage them to do themselves, and they go gain those skills of self-directed learning, which become lifelong skills,
Yes.
which we don't often talk about, do we? About that self-directed learning and how important that is in terms of life.
Oh, most definitely. We have to develop good habits of sitting down and
Yes.
learning. Yeah, the children are at school and they want to achieve a goal. So being able to think about, well, how am
Yeah.
I going to achieve that goal? What do I need to do to achieve that goal? And that's all about developing these habits that's necessary for them to achieve that, and also knowing that they can achieve that. And with these little
Yes.
characters, it's lovely for the younger children to know that Genius has all these little friends, and he is in charge of your thinking, and he has all of his little friends that help him with your thinking. And you're right, it's been a wonderful journey to create these characters. And you were saying about further cartoons and that. Well, I've got this vision of like a Disney movie with the characters, and so they will come to life. So once again, it's all about having these characters on the screen so the children can have something to relate to. So, for example, if my child is going through maybe bullying at school, now what would Genius do, and who
Yes.
would Genius's friends can help me understand what I'm going through? So if we can have them turn to these characters, that's something to help them in this
Absolutely.
learning process. So yeah, it's all about repetition, learning, and being the person that they want to become.
Yes. And it's also very much about teaching the children these skills at an earlier age so that they have them as lifelong skills, because they start in childhood, but then they develop and grow. And if they start in childhood, then they will be with them for a lifetime in, changing as we grow and get into adulthood. We're not all going to have inner genius speaking in our minds as we get older, but the concept helps them create a better, healthier mind relationship. And that's at the crux of it, isn't it? It's that relationship that we develop with our mind, with the understanding that it's such a powerful tool. It's a super computer on steroids if we teach it and train it correctly, isn't it, Wendy?
Oh, most definitely. The power of the mind, and we're the only ones on this planet that can use our
Yes.
mind to achieve whatever we want to achieve. I mean, you have all the animals on the planet, they operate by instinct. They can't create a different environment. We have the ability to create our own environment, create our own circumstances, and create our own future. And that is all done with this mind. It's just, well,
Yes.
it's mind-blowing, isn't it? It's just amazing.
It is. It
Have
is.
all these
You
thoughts a
only have to.
day.
Yes. So imagine. So I'm very much a Tesla fan. My dream car is a Tesla. And I was before I come on the show this morning, something quickly popped up in my email about Tesla, and it made me think that in teaching our children these ideas, one of our children or many of our children will be the Elon Musks of the future. So
Yeah.
his in creative, imaginative mind creates amazing electric vehicles. I know what it was. It was the latest Elon Musk semi-trailer, an electric semi. Can you believe? But his creative mind has started from a car and has developed into a massive worldwide industry. Our children have that potential. Each and every one of them has that potential. So imagine what they could create for humanity in the future. So parents, if you're worried about your child or your teenager and you want to try and help them in a way that is essentially done for you or helping, then Wendy's courses, they will start this process for you. And if you start them at a young age, say 5 or 6, then they're going to get these concepts and who knows what they might create. They might create a new world on Mars because that's what they dreamed of as a 5-year-old. And Wendy's courses gave them the confidence and the mind assistance to do that. And that's again why I just so believe that Wendy's courses are a godsend for the planet. And I believe that they'll have a ripple effect on the education of our children. And Wendy, I want you to tell our listeners how they connect with you whilst we're still getting that website up and running.
They can connect with me, send me an email. They can also look at the programs through innergeniusglobal.thinkific.com. And the website will be up and running very, very shortly. They're working mad to get everything organized now, so it'll be up and running shortly. That's innergeniusglobal.com. So if you want any information, yeah, please send me an email. You can reach out to me on, I'm on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram. I don't know how to use Twitter, but I've got a Twitter account.
For those of you that are listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, Peo is on the line, and if you ask for Wendy's email and connections, he'll be able to pop them into the chat for you. Additionally, any information that you want and you've missed, or you're just listening to this while you're driving, pop onto radiotony.com, look under co-host, and you'll find all of Wendy's information, links, and email there as well. So, Wendy, in this last little while, I just want to quickly remind our listeners about the programs, the books, and the board game. So we'll start with programs that are available now, aren't they?
They are available now through the Thinkific platform, and they are Inner Genius Kids, which is programs up to 11 years of age. They are short videos, three to 4 minutes, with activities at the end. It's non-graded. The children can work at their own pace, up as many as they like or as few as they like in a day or a week. So they have a whole year to access the program, so they can go over the program many, many times. Then I've got the first of the Inner Genius Teens programs, which is 11 to 14 years. Same format, videos, little activities at the end. I also include in all these programs a gratitude diary, which I think is very important for children to start learning about gratitude. And then, of course, we've got the final of the programs, which is the Inner Genius Teens 15 to 18 years. That also in short videos, activities. I've also got the mind car analogy incorporated in that as well, and also gratitude diaries.
Fantastic. And then in the coming month, there will be the first of the series of children's books and the virtual ball game. And following on, there will just be an ever-growing empire of inner genius global information. When do you think the soft toys will be arriving, Wendy?
Well,
in the next couple of months, do you think?
Yes, I'm hoping by the end of March when we do our launch, middle to the end of March when we do the launch, when I have a final or a date of the toys, then we'll be able to set the date for the launch. I plan here on the Gold Coast to do launches at various shopping centres and kindies, preschools, daycare centres, and also the evening launch for the adults as well to generate interest, to get all this information out there for the children. And it'll be one book per month, and then that will lead up to the end of the year. The virtual board game will be available at the first of the book release, together with merchandise. Yes. And, watch this space for more information.
Wendy, you very much want to talk to the adults as well. So this is part of what you do is in educating parents around the importance of these programs for children. So that's why you'll have multiple launches for not just children but also for their parents and adults to understand the importance of the courses and how they can help your children, all sorts of children in any shape or form. Wendy, I know that you would like to be able to help children with special needs in particular because you feel that your courses have that capacity to work with all range of children. I know that we've talked briefly before about some of the success stories, but in particular, you had one young child in the UK pilot that had a wonderful result from doing the program. Can you tell us quickly about him?
Yes, the little chap over in the UK, he was, as you know, we did the pilots in an affluent area and a lower affluent area, and the results that we found that children were learning exactly the same. And one little boy, he was very, very overweight and he didn't do very well at school, so he didn't fit in with the athletic time, he didn't fit in with the children that did well, so he was, you know, a bit of a loner. And during the course of the pilot, over the 6 weeks, they had a maths exam. And the teacher came to him the next day and she said, "Oh, you did so much better in your maths exam. Why was that?" And the little boy looked up at the teacher and said, "Well, miss, I used my mind." And that to me was just, it gives me goosebumps to think that I, over the short 6 weeks, I was able to help this little child be more confident and self-assured in himself, that he thought about these characters and thought about how he could do better in his next exam, and he actually put it into practice. It was absolutely marvelous. And he was only 11 years of age. And if that can happen with just one child, with just one thing that he really wanted to achieve, That is what I'm doing this for. That's my passion, to leave this legacy of children accepting themselves and doing well and understanding and having confidence and self-belief that they can achieve anything. And, this child, I would love to go back and see how he's progressing in a year or two. Yes, to follow
Wendy,
his progress.
What was the reaction from his parents? Were you able to chat with his parents?
No, unfortunately, wasn't able to chat with the parents, but the teacher was just blown away. She was, this is just incredible. And those children only had the access to the program for 6 short weeks. Can you imagine? If your child had access to this program for a whole year, they could keep going over the material. And, I mean, as a parent, we just want the best that we want for our children. We want all of our children to succeed. And this gives them the ability to succeed in life. And it doesn't matter. We don't know whether your child's going to be the next Prime Minister or the next president. They have the capability. They can.
Definitely.
But not every child aspires to be that, but it doesn't matter. It's whatever they dream that they want to achieve, and it's okay. They might just want to be the best parent and have lots of children, or they want to be a professor, or they might like dancing like I do and want to achieve something.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It's just knowing that the children can and they have the ability, just dream and they can achieve and believe that they can succeed in life.
Yes. I'm just thinking, Wendy, that for teachers who perhaps have children that might be struggling, this is a perfect way to help those kids. So they're not actually doing it in school time, they're doing it outside of school time. But for any teachers listening, they can contact you as well, Wendy, and ask about the programs.
Most definitely. The way that the program is structured, because it's just very short videos, it's easy for the children to keep their attention for such a short time. And just delivering a little point, deliver the message, then let's go over the activity. So it's just cementing what they've learned in the video. Very easy to work through. The teachers could actually, even if they have time in the classroom, could actually go through a 3 minute
do a point
with the class and then discuss. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking of the as a resource for teachers themselves if they, want a quick little video to settle the kids down after lunch or whatever it is. What an opportune way to use the course in actual education versus extracurricular education. That's a fabulous thought for those teachers listening tonight who might be wanting something a little bit special and different to teach their kids. Then I can't recommend Wendy's courses, books, highly enough in that instance. Wendy, we're just about out of time again. I can't tell you how much a delight it's been co-hosting with you over this series of months. I can tell listeners that I will try and get Wendy back on again, particularly hopefully at the launch of those books. That would be wonderful just to let you know how it's all going. It's been wonderful sharing with our audience your amazing children's courses, your philosophy around them and your bigger vision. And I can see a wonderful future for our children with Inner Genius Global, giving people and parents and teachers an alternate way of encouraging our children. Wendy, thank you so much for being on Radio Tony Everyday Business. It has indeed been a pleasure. I know we will continue to see each other, but thank you so much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. And just going back to just a quick thing about going back to the education. With the launch of the first book, there is also going to be a package called the School Toolkit. So that's going to be
Yay.
put together for education and education institutions. So it'll be called a school toolkit. So I just thought
Fantastic. Fantastic. So there's one specifically for the teachers. Say that again, Wendy. I'm tongue-tied at the moment.
It is a tongue-tied one. It's a school toolkit.
Toolkit. Fantastic. So
Yes.
everyone, just please make sure you connect with Wendy if you want any further information about Inner Genius Global courses, books, merchandise, the school toolkit for teachers, and I look forward to continuing our conversations with Wendy further down the track. It'll be wonderful to check in and see how the courses are going. Wendy, we are completely out of time. Thank you so much, listeners, today. You've been listening to Tony Lontis on Radio Tony, and this is the Everyday Business Show with Wendy from Inner Genius Global, and check it out as soon as you can. And that's our lot for this week. Thank you so much, and bye for now.
Thank you, Tony.